This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quick, I'm glad you stopped by KNSS every Saturday. Don't forget, if you missed the program, goodluckdad.com or go direct to knssradio.com. Do some poking around, and you'll find audio files in podcast form that are easy to download. Follow the RSS feed. You can get notification of new postings, and this show will be posted shortly after. Thank you, Max. And you can listen to it at your leisure. I know, especially on a day like today, with the weather and stuff, sitting at home with the radio on probably is not what you're interested in doing, or you're listening more to weather. I'm in Clarksburg, California. It's about, 30 miles as the crow flies south of Sacramento. It's in the heart of the Sacramento Delta. We talked about the river, and, we're just north of Lodi. We're right near UC Davis. It really is the great cradle, if you will, of winemaking. It has been for many years. And Jody just poured us some Chenin Blanc. And if you've been a Bogle fan for a long time, you know that Petit Sirin Chardonnay in Kansas has been our stalwart, and great awards have been given for many vintages. But Chenin Blanc is something that was in the early portfolio and hopefully coming back, and maybe someday we'll even get some outside of the winery back in Kansas. We talked a little bit about the vineyards, and Chenin Blanc just does so well in Clarksburg, and this is a great example. And I wasn't going to mention other names, but, Pine Ridge Chenin Blanc Viognier has good distribution, and a lot of people really love that one. I like this better.
Oh.
And some of the other Chenin Blancs that I had this week, Jody, I said the same thing. And I had a 10% Viognier blend from Clarksburg Vineyards in the sugar mill, and it was, it's like we're in the Loire Valley.
I love that so many vendors are it's a great row. It tends to get over people, once Chardonnay hit, kind of jumped on that wagon, and then tough to kind of get people to jump back. Chenin has we have a real soft spot for first grape varietal. So you're right, it grows very, very well here. We produce ours in this lovely off-dry style. So it's crisp and clean, much stainless steel, no barrels. We're using the vinification system. It's just the variable fruit back. Honeysuckle, honeydew, and just some really beautiful orange blossom, green apple and pear. Really nice fruit complexity there. And then it finishes dry, just a sense of.
I have a lot of pictures of me that people have taken over the years with my nose stuck in a wine glass. And oftentimes the glass is empty. And so they make snide remarks like, you sucked it all down your neck, blah, blah, blah. No, I think when the impact of the alcohol in the wine, even though this is probably relatively moderate or lower alcohol, the aromatics, it's like if I was a girl, I'd be putting a little dibble dab behind my ears because it's so pretty and floral. And
yeah.
My opinion, and I love Alex's dry reserve barrel aged, which is unusual with this neutral oak, Chenin Blanc. But a little bit of sweetness just makes it so much more mouth filling and round and unctuous.
Well, and the Chenin, the first dry, amazing, right? You can have a bone dry Chenin Blanc that's fattened. You could have a soft dry style, which is flush and plump. You could have a barrel aged, which is it another, even yet another new one?
And I never would have imagined. Yeah, let's do that. But no, I was gonna do more. I'm pouring a Chardonnay that,
this is a special bottle of Chardonnay. So Chardonnay is actually our number one selling.
Imagine that.
But this is a special one for you, so you can try it, guys. This is our Clarksburg Reserve Chardonnay. All the grapes are grown right here in Clarksburg, just about 2 miles from where you're sitting right. The grapes are brought in, and they are fresh and fermented, brand new
American oak. And I love American oak. It can be overdone. It's not overdone in this.
The wine ages for about 8 months. Once it's mostly fermented, it ages in barrels. So if this wine gets twice monthly, leaves being stirring by hand. What that means, folks don't know what that means. It means that we actually send somebody in with this really cool-looking contraption. We slip it inside the barrel and scrape the leaves, the yeast cells, off the bottom of the barrel. And it kind of pillows up and circulates in the barrel. And as it settles over the next two, it takes about 2 weeks for this to settle back down on the bottom of the barrel. As it settles, those cells create a mouthfeel and a texture to the wine. It's just almost regal.
So we can't get that in Wichita. We're in Kansas. But we do get Phantom Chardonnay.
Phantom, we have two wines in our Phantom, and we have the Phantom Chardonnay. Phantom is our reserve selection, our reserve tier. And they are the finest wines. As I told you, we have looked at wine that has been separately aired and has taken the finest fields that we feel that come through that year and makes our Phantom selection so strong. Phantom Chardonnay is the exact same wine as what you just had. The only difference is age, fermented and age differential. That's just American. And when we sit side by side, we'll have to go downstairs later after we're off air. We'll do this. We put them side by side and you taste them. The difference is remarkable to think that just the barrel is the only thing that makes that difference.
It is incredible. I had some Phantom recently at home, and then I tasted some when I was here yesterday.
The major difference with the American oak, you're going to get more traditional spicy nutmeg clove flavors that blend with the fresh fruit. With the French oak, you're going to get a little bit more of the vanilla, caramel, wafer, kind of like that waffle cone you want in an ice cream shop. That's more traditional French. But both are equally beautiful when combined with green apple, Bartlett pear flavors, with the tropical pineapple that you get from fresh fruit Chardonnay. And when you combine them, it's amazing. Some people prefer one to the other. Some people have a really strong sense of which one you prefer.
I like them all, because I was just going to say, if we had the frontline, hugely amount of production all over the country, traditional Chardonnay, mm-hmm. if you have three of them side by side, they're going to be big differences.
Yes.
But on the same end, you go, yeah, oh, this is good. And it,
mm-hmm.
and if you had any one of them by themselves, you'd be like, oh, man, this is party crap.
And the traditional Chardonnay that you're going to spend at the grocery store goes through the same vinification. The only difference is that it's American oak, and only half of those grapes goes through. Yeah. The other half, same will feel to be contained a little more crisp freshness. We also source vineyards mostly here for about 75% of that traditional Chardonnay to the other 25%. Get a little bit of spray, a little cooler kind of fruit, a little bit of fruit. So that's why it carries the California Appalachian as opposed to the Clarksburg Appalachian, which is on our reserve.
All right, we're going to transition to red wine, but we have to take one more break. I like that. I hope, Max, I'm right. I haven't been paying much attention because I've been enamored listening to Jody tell the story. We'll take a quick break. Make it quick, Max. We want to get back and taste some red wine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.